9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! My pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it, that I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Back at Riders Field, it's been 217 days since the last Saturday Riders game here at Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. We've got wonderful weather here today in Frisco, and we've got a great matchup on tap. It's the Frisco Rough Riders, who come in tied for first in the Texas League South with Midland with a 5-2 record. And then you turn the other side, it's Corpus Christi, who comes in at 1-6, which is fifth in the Texas League South. The Rough Riders have won three of the first four games of this series. They attempt to clinch the series today. They'll be back at it again tomorrow at 4:05. But let's take a deeper look at the pitching matchups for today. First, for the visitors, it is a well-known name in Justin Verlander. If you were with us last night, we talked about Verlander quite a bit. But Justin Verlander on a rehab assignment for the Houston Astros, likely to be his last, does everything go well. He's already appeared once this season in a rehab start, missed all of spring training, but appeared in AAA Sugarland just a couple days ago, had his first action on Sunday. He went three innings, seven runs allowed, only six of them were earned. Seven hits, one walk, and six strikeouts. He's expected to go about 70 to 75 pitches here tonight. The former second overall pick in the 2004 draft, Justin Verlander, takes the mound for Corpus Christi. And on the other side, an exciting prospect for the Texas Rangers organization. For the Rough Riders tonight, it's Emiliano Teodo, a guy that regularly hits 100 miles an hour with the fastball. Electric stuff from Emiliano Teodo. The right-hander comes at you with the two-seam fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. He's making his second start of the season. Inflated ERA as he took the loss in his first appearance. Lasted just 2 2/3, gave up four earned runs on four hits, three walks, and struck out two. He was named the Arizona Fall League Reliever of the Year, but is now in a starting role, and we'll see what Emiliano Teodo can do. But we're going to step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, you're going to hear from the Riders center fielder, Kellen Strong.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show, I'm Luke Maley, and we're joined by Kellen Strom, the center fielder today for your Rough Riders. Kellen, thanks for joining us, and let's talk a little bit about what's going to go on today. The first time you step into the box, it's going to be against Justin Verlander, and everyone out there knows his name. A lot of accolades. We could sit here for a long time and talk about it. What are the emotions that you're going to have when you step in the box for the first time?
Yeah, obviously facing a guy like that is going to kind of rise the blood pressure a little bit, but just finding a way to calm down and act like he's just a regular guy and, you know, try to put some swings on and hopefully score some runs off him.
For sure. You're off to a quick start this year at the Dish, hitting five straight games. You've hit in six of the seven games this season. Traditionally, over the past few years, it's been slower starts for you, and then you really get going. What does it mean to you to get started early this season, and then also, you know, what is the result of that?
Yeah, obviously, a lot of people know that I've started pretty slow for the past couple of years. So just trying to, you know, stay positive about, you know, coming out here every day and, you know, grinding and putting some good swings on, and you know, I really took it personal that just to, you know, try to start fast, and yeah, a couple hits here, a couple hits there, keeps the hitting coaches away. So it's been fun. It's been a good year so far. Hopefully I can keep it going.
For sure. Is there any sort of change in approach this season, or is it pretty much the same, just perfecting your craft?
Yeah, I think it's just perfecting my craft. My swing hasn't totally changed a whole lot, but just being confident. I know I can go out there and get a hit a day or whatever, and put some good swings on. It's, you know, it's those bad days that I can try to avoid, and but it's luckily I haven't had any of those recently, but looking just to keep it going and get a hit today, and you know, hopefully get a win.
For sure. Well, we talked about the big leaguer that's going to be on the mound when you step into the box. There's also a big leaguer hitting in front of you in Nathaniel Lowe. What's it been like over the past few days to have him in the clubhouse, and what sort of things can you learn hitting behind him for the second straight night?
Yeah, obviously, Nate's a good dude. Kind of just fits right in, you know, silver slugger and, you know, some accolades of his own. But, you know, he's just a good dude. Being around him, asking him questions, you know, during my BP today, I was like, hey, you got anything else on Verlander? I know you homered off him in game five last year, and he told me a little secret, but we won't go over that right now. But yeah, it's cool hitting behind him, seeing the crowd get pretty animated when he comes up. So it's cool having him here, and you know, good luck to him moving forward, and hopefully he can stay healthy.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Kellen. That's Kellen Strom on the Riders pregame show. On the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday, home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride. At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk.
the throw, not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Goal!
Swing and a miss, he got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Oh wow!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Bailey.
Winners of five of their first seven, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action today against the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's a beautiful day for baseball on a Saturday, and we're happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Hello, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. Emiliano Teodo starts it off for the Rough Riders, the starting pitcher for today's game number five of six on this beautiful day for baseball. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for today's game, and we start with Tommy Sacco Jr. at the top of the card. Jordan Brewer is the first baseman hitting second, and Jacob Melton is out in center field. He's hitting third. And we'll give you the rest of the starting lineup here in a moment as Emiliano Teodo is ready to go, and the first pitch of the ball game is low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. We're a little early today, 7:02 with the game's first pitch, 3 minutes on the early side. And Teodo winds back the 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate at 97 miles an hour, and it's one ball and one strike. 79 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Sunshine up above. It's a gorgeous day. Teodo, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a breaking ball dancing low the bat of Tommy Sacco Jr., and it's now one ball and two strikes. Great crowd on hand, and great weather. And a great pair of rehabbers as well, with Nathaniel Lowe playing over at first base, the World Series champion for the Rangers in his rehab assignment. The 1-2, a check swing, pitch down low and inside. He did not go, and it's two balls and two strikes. And Justin Verlander on the other side for the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Teodo has his sign. The right-hander winds in the 2-2. Swinging a foul, backing out of play behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. So that starting lineup for Corpus Christi, Tommy Sacco Jr., Jordan Brewer, and Jacob Melton in the top third. Rolando Espinosa is cleaning things up, the 2-2. Swinging a line shot to center field right at Kellen Strom. He comes in, backs up, snares it out of the air, and there's the first out of the ballgame. There's Jordan Brewer now. Following Rolando Espinosa in the cleanup spot, it's Quincy Hamilton and Miguel Palma, and then Chad Stevens, C.J. Stubbs, and J.C. Correa, the starting nine for the Hooks. Once again, it's Sacco, Brewer, Melton, Espinosa, Hamilton, Palma, Stevens, Stubbs, and Correa against Emiliano Teodo, making his second start in his AA career with the Rough Riders. He has his sign, winds back, and offers in. Fastball simmers high, and it's one ball and no strikes at 98. That fastball is a two-seamer, and it sat at 100 miles an hour in his first start against Wichita on the road last weekend. The 1-0. Fastball burns right by the bat of Brewer. He just caught a piece of it and tipped it foul. And it's one ball and one strike. In that first start, he went 2 2/3 innings, allowing four runs, all of them earned on four hits. He struck out two and walked three. Teodo's the number 16 prospect in the Rangers organization. Right-hander with his shoulders square towards third, rocks in the 1-1. That misses low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Teodo, a fastball, curveball, changeup combination, three-pitch pitcher from the right side. Looking in for his sign with Liam Hicks, his catcher. He's got it, and the 2-1. Check swing on a pitch low and away. He went around for strike two. That was the curveball, yes, the curveball at 91 miles an hour. He throws it hard. He calls it a curveball, though it's kind of closer to a slider, especially when it has a little bit of that sweeping action like that last one. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Curveball in the dirt. And Emiliano Teodo with his first strikeout. Two up, two down in the first inning.
That's a really good sign for Teodo, commanding the strike zone, getting guys to chase on some pitches early here. Some loud contact to open up the ballgame by Tommy Sacco Jr., but
nonetheless, he's got two outs. It's a chance for him to breathe.
Well, two balls and one strike, or I should say a brand new count for Jacob Melton. And the pitch home. It misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. No score here in the top of the first inning. The Rough Riders and the Hooks. Frisco winning three of the first four games of this series. They're 5-2 to start the year. Corpus just 1-6. The pitch. Now one hums outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. So the Rough Riders have been taking advantage early on of the struggles from Corpus Christi. Here's the Rock back in the 2-0. Popped up. On the infield, left side, Teoto off the hill, races towards his own dugout, and he snares it. An athletic play by the pitcher, Emiliano Teoto, and he gets himself out of a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. What a play. We go to the bottom half of the first inning next. It's the Corpus Christi Hooks, nothing. The Frisco Rough Riders to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A 1-2-3 inning for Emiliano Teoto in his start, and now it's the rehabber and future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander who makes the start against the Rough Riders. What can you say that hasn't already been said about Justin Verlander, who went on the injured list with right shoulder inflammation during spring training? Left-hander at the plate in Aaron Zavala. And Verlander's first pitch of the game. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. That fastball isn't what it was like when Verlander first made his debut back in 2005 with the electric 100 miles an hour, but boy, does he know how to pitch. He rocks back here in the 0-1. Fastball just misses up, and it's one ball and one strike. Verlander, an MVP in 2011, three Cy Youngs, nine-time All-Star, two World Series championships, two-time ERA title. The accolades go on and on. The 1-1. It's just outside. It's two balls and one strike. And talking to all the Rough Riders players, they're very excited about facing a future Hall of Famer. And Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, was saying, hey, you got to soak it up. It's not every day you see a Hall of Famer. He squares his shoulders towards the plate. The 2-1. A foul straight back to the netting, and it's two balls and two strikes. And normally there are some guys early on during a game in the dugout that are, you know, hanging out back on the bench. No, not today. Everyone is up on the quote-unquote top step and watching this at-bat with Aaron Zavala and Justin Verlander in a scoreless first. The 2-2 pitch. Zavala swings, fouls it back again. It's still 2-2. Verlander made his first rehab start with AAA Sugarland, in which it did not go the way he would have liked. Three innings, allowing seven runs, six of them earned on seven hits, including a homer. He did strike out six, though, and walk one. He has his sign here in the 2-2. Off the end of the bat, a floater into shallow center. That's in, base hit. Aaron Zavala has a hit to lead off the game against Justin Verlander. leadoff base runner for the Rough Riders, and that is how Aaron Zavala gets his first hit of the series. How about it? It was off the end of the bat on a changeup in the middle outside corner of the plate. He reached out, just hit it off the end of the stick, and poked it out into center field for the knock. Leadoff runner aboard for Liam Hicks now, who has had a wonderful start to the season himself. And the first pitch is pasted into right field. That's a base hit for Liam Hicks. Zavala around second, on his way to third. The throw there, and they got him. What a throw from Espinosa in right field. And Zavala cut down, trying to go first to third on the Liam Hicks single. It's Hicks's 12th hit of the season, which ties him for the tops in the Texas League. And now Nathaniel Lowe steps in, and it's a rematch of the ALCS last year. Justin Verlander made two starts against the Rangers in that ALCS in Game 1 and Game 5. And in the fifth inning of Game 5, the last time these two faced off against each other, Nathaniel Lowe took him deep the opposite way into left. The first pitch. Lowe watches on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So one away here in the first inning, no score. Nathaniel Lowe against Justin Verlander. Lowe went 0-4 in his first rehab stint in yesterday's game. Verlander from the stretch with Hicks at first. The pitch outside. It's one ball and one strike. Lowe said pregame he was looking forward to facing Verlander again. It's kind of funny when you do come down to do a minor league rehab, you want to just get your reps in. Well, you're getting your reps against an ace-type pitcher for a World Series contender last year. Quick throw over to first base, and Hicks is back in. One ball and one strike on Lowe, who dealt with an oblique injury during spring training and trying to work his way back into the Rangers lineup. Verlander from the stretch, middle of the slab, the pitch. Fastball hums outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Trevor Matthews has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Nate Diedrich at first, Sean Sparling at third. Great crowd on hand here in Frisco. This rehab versus rehab matchup, the 2-1. Fouled straight back. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders have two hits already against Verlander. And Lowe trying to add on. Slight pull side shift on the infield for him. Verlander's offering. Bounces in the dirt, skips away from Stubbs. Hicks heads up base running. He heads on down to second base on the wild pitch, and now he's in scoring position. It's a full count at 3-2.
Liam got a tremendous jump on that. That's a catcher understanding the game of baseball, reading a down angle read out of a future Hall of Famer's hand, and he starts moving as soon as he sees that downward angle, swipes a bat.
So he's at second base, and the payoff pitch. Swinging a chopper up over the hill to the second baseman, Correa. He's got it, slings it on to first, and retires Lowe. And the only man that Verlander has actually retired today is a fellow big leaguer. There are two outs. Hicks down to third, and Kellen Strom to the plate. Kellen Strom, who's 4-for-14 in this series, 7-for-26 on the season. That's a .269 average. He's been good for just about a hit a game, with the exception of opening day when he had two hits. He's hit safely in five straight. Right on right. And Verlander back into his windup, the first pitch. The first pitch curve is down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Strom was our pregame interview today with Luke, and he said he was excited to face Justin Verlander. And here he gets the opportunity in the first inning with a runner at third and two down. The 1-0. He fouls it away right side in the air, and it's one ball and one strike. Abimelech Ortiz on deck for the Rough Riders. Wind blowing out to left field today, and pretty fiercely. We had some good wind for hitters during batting practice at 17 miles an hour currently out to left. Verlander has his sign, and the 1-1. Strom swings, fights it off the hands on a fastball. It's foul out of play right side in the air. It's one ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders center fielder. Gusts will be up to 30 miles an hour today with the wind. Verlander, a season ago, Spent time between the Mets and the Astros organization. He was traded midseason, and now Strom calls time and steps out. And Verlander looks displeased out there on the mound. He stays on the rubber, peering over the top of black glove. Looks over at third at Hicks, who takes a modest lead. And the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a looping line drive out into left field. Hamilton back on it, though, and he reaches up to spear it. And Justin Verlander is out of a scoreless first. No runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Rough Riders. Into the top of the second inning next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're scoreless into the top half of the second inning from Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along, and it's lived up to the billing so far with Emiliano Teodo going 1-2-3. Justin Verlander allowed a couple singles in the first inning, but otherwise a scoreless frame. It's Rolando Espinosa to start things off against Teodo. Quincy Hamilton and Miguel Palma to follow. Rough Riders are 5-2 to start the season, and they have won 3 of 4 in this series, including last night a 7-1 win. And Teodo's first pitch to Espinosa. Swinging a chopper left side, Cody Freeman's got it chest high. He takes a scissor step and lofts it across the diamond in time for the out. One away. Quincy Hamilton stands in now, the left-handed batter who's 0-for-10 in his 10 at-bats here in AA. Nathaniel Lowe getting his first action over at first base in this rehab assignment. He was the DH yesterday. Hamilton has walked twice this week. Teodo rocks and fires. It just misses away with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Teodo has that three-pitch mix, but the fastball is only about half a year old. The 1-0. On the outside edge, a called strike with a 98-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 1-1. He threw a four-seam fastball last year, and in what has been highly publicized, his change to a two-seamer at midseason last year was very effective for him. The 1-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncer foul right side. It's 1-2. He changed to the two-seamer because the four-seam fastball, while it was very hard, didn't have a whole lot of life on it in terms of movement. It was pretty straight. So what he did was get that two-seamer to get a lot more ground balls and actually had more strikeouts with it as well because of the more movement it had. Ultimately gave up a lot fewer hits with that pitch, and he's stuck with it. He winds back here in the 1-2. Outside. Missing with the curveball, and it's 2-2. What John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, wanted to see from him early on in this start was establish that third pitch early and then make sure you're mixing him in second time through. The 2-2. Strike three called. Got him outside corner with the curveball. Emiliano Teodo with his second strikeout. And Miguel Palma, the batter. He's mixing it in well so far. 5 up, 5 down. Here's Miguel Palma. In that first start, the biggest problem for him was the guys were hunting fastball a second time through that order. First pitch is a swing and a miss to Palma, and it's 0-1. And he also walked two to lead off the third inning in that start. And that's what really got him in trouble when he allowed all four runs in that third inning. So much better to start this one. Five up, five down. The 0-1 pitch to the designated hitter, Palma, for Corpus Christi, is on the way. Swing and a miss. A good curveball away. That thing is nasty at 90 miles an hour. Off the outside corner. The right-hander looks in. Ahead 0-2. And Teodo issues home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Another curveball away in the dirt. Strike three. Three Ks for Emiliano Teodo through two innings of work. He is dominating. Six up, six down. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom second coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network with no score.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Abimelech Ortiz leads it off against Justin Verlander, followed by Josh Hatcher and Max Acosta. It's nothing-nothing our score in the bottom of the second. Ortiz, left-handed batter. Justin Verlander, as you know, a right-handed pitcher. He rocks back and delivers home. Ortiz takes a first pitch curve at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Justin Verlander has been a four-pitch pitcher for a long time, and he remains that four-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Most recently, he's gone to the four-seamer and the slider, the pick. There's a high pop-up in the center field. Melton racing in from center, and he's under it, squeezes above his bright blue ball cap to put away Ortiz for the first down. Josh Hatcher bats now. No score, bottom of the second. Good to see Hatcher back as he dealt with a little bit of wrist inflammation. He said after the game on Sunday, which was the last time he played, he got on the bus and it really started to swell up on him. Finally went down over the last few days. He took his first swings yesterday, and here he is. Welcome back to the lineup. Here's Justin Verlander, the first pitch. A curveball on the outside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. That curveball was a good pitch for Verlander last year. He threw it 20% of the time. His changeup was really the pitch that went by the wayside. And it always has been one of his pitches that he doesn't throw very often. The 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good slider underneath the hands of Hatcher, and it's 0-2. The fastball, he'll throw it about 50% of the time. And then that slider and curveball. He used to be, when he first came up, the hard four-seamer and a hammer 12-6 curveball, but more into that slider now. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Got him downstairs in the dirt for strike three with the slider. Stubbs blocks and throws out Hatcher for the first strikeout for Verlander. Second out of this second inning. That brings Max Acosta to the plate. No score, bottom half of the second inning. Rough Riders and Hooks. And we have some kids running in front of the batter's eye again. We had that last night, too.
I'm genuinely curious why that is so inviting.
There are signs up there. There are fences. And they still do it. First pitch. A check swing and a miss by Acosta on a slider away, and it's 0-1. That slider still has a lot of life to it and averages around 87 miles an hour. It's a very effective pitch. Opponents last year hit just 201 against it in the big leagues. You take it back to his 2022 season when he won the American League Cy Young for the third time. It was even more dominant. The 0-1. There's a high fly ball hit well into deep right center. Melton back to the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Acosta just missed it at 97 miles an hour off the bat. Line drive out to center is the final out, and it's five straight retired by Justin Verlander. No score as we go to the top of the third inning. Bailey back on the play-by-play when we come back in a nothing-nothing game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodo back out there on the mound to face Chad Stevens for the first time. His first offering goes with a breaking ball and misses downstairs. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting third baseman today, Chad Stevens. Stevens went 1-for-4 last night. Had a pair of strikeouts. The pitch, fastball at 98, runs inside. Stevens ahead in the count, 2-0. Overall in the series, 2-for-10 for Chad Stevens. 6 strikeouts, the 2-0. Another breaking ball just missed. 3-0 as the 2-0 offering misses downstairs. Teodo has cruised through the first two innings at risk of walking the leadoff man, the 3-0. Heater caught the corner, 97 miles an hour, and it's 3-0. Chad Stevens has worked 3 walks in the series, the 3-1 on its way. And there's the 4th walk. The first base runner of the day against Emiliano Teodo leads off the top of the third inning. It's a walk to Chad Stevens, and that brings up C.J. Stubbs with nobody out here in the top of the third inning, excuse me, in a scoreless ball game. Teodo and Justin Verlander, today's pitchers. Electric stuff in front of a full house here at Riders Field. The first pitch to Stubbs, up and in, and it's a fastball at 98. Ball and no strikes. Ran inside, and it was at the top of the zone. Stubbs, the catcher today. One of the only position players to be in the same position as they were last night as Teodo's 1-0 misses downstairs. Went to the breaking ball. It's 2-0. C.J. Stubbs opened the season with Sugarland. He went 1-for-11 in AAA before being sent to AA at 2-0. Caught the corner, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Well located by Teodo. Just caught the bottom of the zone, says Trevor Matthews, who calls the balls and strikes today. It's Chad Stevens at first with nobody out. The 2-1. Ripped down the left field line. It may get down for a hit. Long run for Zavala. He's going to make the grab. A nice running play by Zavala in left field. A blooper that hung up there just long enough for Zavala to find a way under it. And there's one away. So C.J. Stubbs becomes the first out of the third inning for Teodo. And it's the bottom of the order. First time through, J.C. Correa. Younger brother of Carlos Correa. Former teammate of Justin Verlander. First pitch fastball at 98, called a strike. Correa 3-for-10 in the series. Does have a double to his name. Rough Riders trying to secure a series W today with a win. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another heater, 99 this time. J.C. Correa finds himself behind in the count. Nothing in two. Still a scoreless ball game here from Riders Field in the top of the third. One away, a runner at first, and he's picked off, but it's under the glove of Lowe at first base. Teodo's throw got away from him, and Lowe couldn't pick it. Moving up 90 feet goes Chad Stevens. A nice move. If Teodo put it anywhere near Lowe, it would have been an easy out.
And that's a gold glove first baseman, too, that he got it by. He spiked it in the dirt right in front of him. You can see if you're watching on MLB TV, he has his glove on that has that gold patch, the Rawlings patch, meaning he's a gold glove winner, and just could not corral that one.
That's a tough one. Short hopping. Teodo throws pretty hard.
Yeah, a guy who throws 100. That's not very fun when it's spiked right in front of you.
The 0-2 to Correa. Skied high on the infield. Teodo camped under it. We'll see if somebody takes it, and they will. Acosta, the shortstop, calls everybody off, and there's two down. So I'll pop out to the shortstop. Maximo Acosta is the second out of the frame. Chad Stevens led off the inning with a walk. He stands at second base after moving up on the throwing error by Teodo. And it's the top of the order. Tommy Sacco Jr., who hit the loudest baseball of Teodo. But it resulted in an out, a line out to Kellen Strom in center field. With two away, he bats from the left side. The pitch goes after the first pitch. It's a two-hopper to Lowe at first. Teodo on to first to cover, and that's the sign. So for the first time today, the Hooks get a base runner. But it's no runs, no hits, one error, a throwing error on Teodo. And one left aboard the bases in the top of the third. A scoreless game from Riders Field. We head to the bottom of the fourth here. Bottom of the third, excuse me, on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Justin Verlander back out there. Scoreless game. Home half of the third inning, and it is the 8-9-1 batters two up for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman steps in for the first time against Justin Verlander. Rough Riders tagged him for a pair of hits in the first inning, but he went 1-2-3 in his second inning of work. First pitch from JV on its way. Freeman goes after it and fouls it off to the right side, and it leaks towards the dugout and will bounce about the third step of the dugout. Hung up there forever. It looked like it was bound and determined to find the seats and kind of ribboned back and landed in that first base dugout. So Cody Freeman behind 0-1. Freeman had himself a pretty good day yesterday. As he awaits the 0-1 from the righty. Goes back up the middle. It's a base hit for Cody Freeman to lead off the home half of the third. He takes a 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Justin Verlander, deposits it into center field, and the Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard.
Talking to Freeman before the game, he was saying that during spring training he got to face Corey Kluber. And when he went up there, he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to have a kind of who cares mentality. And he doubled off of it. He said, that's the exact same thing I'm going to do against Verlander. And look at that.
First pitch. In there, missed down. It's the left-handed bat of Franmer Chavez, who rounds out this Rough Riders lineup today. Chavez has found a way aboard the base paths. 8 walks on the season, tied for the Texas League high. The pitch skips underneath the glove of Stubbs, and up 90 feet goes Cody Freeman. No double play in order. Stubbs frustrated with himself behind the dish. One that he'll tell you he would have liked to block, and I'm sure Justin Verlander would say the same. So a runner in scoring position, the 2-0 pitch. Chavez takes and called a strike. Verlander went with the slider. Well, in 2023, that slider was his put-away pitch. Just over 21% of the time, Verlander went to that slider looking for strikeouts. Slightly above the curveball as his put-away pitch. Rarely throws the changeup, the 2-1. Chavez fouls it off the left side and finds its way into the crowd. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman stands at second base after leading off the inning with a base hit. Verlander works out of the stretch. The righty squares his shoulders to the third base bag, kicks and deals. Breaking ball, Chavez goes the other way with it. Into left field, long run for Hamilton, and it's over his head. Extra bases for Franmer Chavez. Here comes Freeman around third. The throw, not in time. Cut off at shortstop, and the Riders strike first against Justin Verlander. RBI double for Franmer Chavez. Maybe that's the swing for Chavez. He waits back on one, takes it the other way, and Hamilton didn't have the best route on it. It seemed to just keep carrying. So the Rough Riders are on the board. They've got 4 hits and a run. Verlander comes set, kicks and deals. First pitch to the leadoff man, Zavala, called a strike. Fastball at 95. That's right about where the fastball averaged in 2023 for Justin Verlander. 94.3 over the course of the season. Guy that used to hit triple digits. Now has to really pitch around guys. He does it well still. Next offering misses downstairs. Skips in, blocked by Stubbs. Ball and a strike on the left-handed bat of Aaron Zavala. Zavala led off the home half of the first inning with a base hit. And he was chopped down at third on a Liam Hicks base hit, trying to go first to third. The 1-1. Zavala check swing. It's a bouncer right at the third baseman, Stevens. He fires across the diamond. It's through the glove of Brewer. Down from third comes Chavez, up to second, Zavala. And a defensive miscue costs Justin Verlander a run. It's 2-0 Riders.
He said through the glove. I think that literally did go through the glove. Brewer was checking to make sure what was going on. Yeah, it broke his glove as it went through, so that's an error on Jordan Brewer.
That's the worst way to pick up an error.
Oh, yeah.
An equipment malfunction. You always see guys after they make an error, look at that glove or look at the bat. Say, what's wrong with this thing? Well, in that case, there was actually something wrong with Jordan Brewer's glove. He runs over to the dugout, grabs the backup, kind of adjusting it now.
Yeah, in that case, it was the glove's fault.
Aaron Zavala stands at second. First pitch to Liam Hicks is taken ball one. There's the curveball. Verlander in 2023 threw that curveball 20% of the time, is third most often used pitch. Only above the changeup. Left-handed bat of Hicks awaits the 1-0. Verlander comes set, looks to second and deals. Fastball. Called a strike at 94. Caught the inner edge of the zone. Liam Hicks has seen the ball well in the early goings of the season, carrying over from a very impressive fall season for him, where he hit over 400. The pitch, another fastball, almost the same spot, not called this time. Two balls and a strike in favor of the Rough Riders catcher. Chavez came around to score. It's Zavala at second base. The pitch ripped on the ground. Could be a base hit, and it is. Hicks has got his second hit. Here comes Zavala. He's going to walk it. Rough Riders strike for a third run here in the third inning. Nice piece of hitting by Liam Hicks. Didn't try to do too much with it. Waited back, threw the hands at it, and it's an RBI single for Hicks, who's 2-for-2 against Justin Verlander. Here is Nathaniel Lowe. You hear the crowd. You know when he's back. First pitch to the lefty Lowe. Called a strike. Popped in and out of the glove of Stubbs. Looked like it may have been a bit outside. A fastball, but home plate umpire Trevor Matthews says strike one. Lowe looking for his first hit of the season. I guess the first hit of the season. I meant the series, but his first action was yesterday. The pitch. Runs downstairs, ball and a strike. 86-mile-an-hour slider. Lefty low, digs in. The 1-1. Goes the other way, but just a bit late on. Finds its way over the sweets here, down the third base side. So Loeb finds himself behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. Familiar foes, Verlander and Lowe. The pitch he takes, just missed upstairs. Fastball at 96 that time. Lowe was a big factor in that fourth inning yesterday for the Rough Riders, that fourth inning in which they scored five runs on their way to a 7-1 win. The 2-2, way up and outside. Three balls and two strikes. A couple of major league rehabbers here at Riders Field. Righty Justin Verlander in what is likely his final rehab start before he rejoins the Astros. Nathaniel Lowe spending the weekend here. The pitch runs downstairs. And Nathaniel Lowe wins the battle. So he's aboard with a walk. Rough Riders lead it 3-0. Still no outs here in this home half of the third. So Liam Hicks moves up to second base. Nathaniel Lowe stands at first. And CJ Stubbs wanted to talk something over with the veteran right-hander. Well, here is Kellen Strom. He said the guy that stands at first base gave him some pointers on how to hit Justin Verlander. During batting practice today, the first pitch to Strom. Downstairs, 85-mile-an-hour changeup that time. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Frisco Rough Riders. Strom flew out to center field his last time, the 1-0. take all the way, and there's the slider. Or rather, the curveball. 79 miles an hour. Called a strike, 1-1. Verlander comes set, still working out of the stretch. The pitch. Strom chases it, and a fastball fouls back near us. So Verlander has the edge. It's 1-2. Still nobody out. Rough Riders have scratched three across against Verlander here in this third inning. Runners at first and second. Strom awaits the 1-2, and time called. They're going to call just time. Looked like maybe a pitch clock violation at first. But our home plate umpire, Trevor Matthews, assures us it was 1-2. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball downstairs. Waiting to see the count. The scoreboard here reads 3-2. But it looked like Trevor Matthews behind the plate had shown us a 1-2 before that last pitch. So here's the pitch, fouled or hit high in the air towards the right field line. Big circle behind it for Espinosa. He's got it. Hicks is going to start to tag and trot back to second base. So Strom becomes the first out of this third inning. And Abimelech Ortiz will come to the dish for the second time tonight. Abimelech Ortiz, a 1.125 OPS coming into today. That's good for eighth in the Texas League. Also tied atop the Texas League for doubles. The lefty steps in, rips the first pitch down the left field line. If it's fair, it's extra bases. It's down. Ortiz rounds first. In comes one. The second low will stop at third base, and Ortiz celebrates at second. He's got himself his fifth double of the season. Another RBI double for Abimelech Ortiz, and the Riders add another. It's 4-0. Liam Hicks scores easily from second base. Nathaniel Lowe goes first to third. Abimelech Ortiz, the fifth double of the season, now leads the Texas League. Here's Josh Hatcher for the second time today, getting his first action in a few games. The pitch. Just missed with a fastball. Close to the top of the zone. Ball and no strikes on the left-handed hitting designated hitter today. Well, isn't that something? Out of the lineup for a few games with some tightness in the wrist, thrown in there against Verlander. 1-0. Big cut and a miss, was way out in front of it. That was the slider from Verlander. Gets a 29% whiff percentage on that slider. Or at least in 2023 he did. The 1-1. Hatcher fouls it off just in front of the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes. So Abimelech Ortiz stands at second after the double. Daniel Lowe at third. Rough Riders leading this one 4-0 here. It's a four-run third inning. Still just one out. Hatcher trying to drive in a pair of runs. Infield in for the Hooks. Trying to cut down Lowe at the plate. If something is hit on the infield, he decides to go. The 1-2. Hicks spoils it. Fastball at 96. Up in the zone. Hatcher sends it into the seats. Hatcher, the eighth batter of the inning against Verlander, whose pitch count is nearing 60. Action in the Hooks bullpen, as Verlander expected to go about 70 today. Pitch, Hatcher rips it into right field. One run in, it's low. Abimelech Ortiz gets the stop sign, and Hatcher runs all the way around first. It gets away on the throw home, and Abimelech Ortiz comes down from third. Defensive miscue. Two runs in. Base hit for Hatcher. The error drives in a second, and he moves up 90 feet. The second error of the inning for Corpus Christi. And things have fallen apart for the Hooks here in this home half of the third.
Yeah, it's been a nightmare for Justin Verlander. And he's going to get a mound visit from Sean Buchanan, the pitching coach. I'm sure just to kind of slow things down just a little bit, give him a breath, and also ask him, hey, how much longer do you want to go here, as they start to get the bullpen up and going down the right field line. That's two errors in this inning now for Corpus Christi, and that doesn't help your rehabbing pitcher at all. But at the same time, the Rough Riders are really tagging him and hitting him hard. That last one at 106 miles an hour exit velocity on the base hit into right field by Josh Hatcher. So this has been really impressive. You know, it's a Corpus Christi team that's just 1-6. They get Justin Verlander as the starter, and you think, okay, they can turn things around. Well, Teodo's pitching well for the Rough Riders through the first three innings, and now six runs here across in the third inning.
Well, the mound visit comes to a close. Verlander going to stay in there. Likely the conversation was, hey, you've got more pitches left in the tank than we were planning on today, but when a guy has to labor in an inning, he faces his ninth batter here. Last thing you want to do is stretch him out too long. The first pitch to the right-handed bat of Acosta glides outside. Ball and no strikes. Max Acosta maybe had the best ball of the day. Hit one to deep right center field that ended the second inning. The pitch, a spinner at 79 miles an hour, called a strike. Even count, 1-1 with one away. Josh Hatcher stands at second base. Maximo Acosta at the dish. And Verlander steps off. Trying to get on the same page with his catcher, C.J. Stubbs. And it appears they've found that same page. The 1-1. Acosta up the middle. Verlander's got it himself. He goes to second, and Hatcher is safe. The throw to first, also safe. Verlander looked, paused for a moment, fired a strike on the money, and Hatcher somehow got under the tag. And before the throw got to first base, it was Maximo Acosta who had glided past the bag.
And Verlander just looked incredulously at Nate Diedrich, and, you know, obviously, you wonder if Diedrich, a young umpire, hoping to not get intimidated there by a guy who's pitched in the big leagues for 18 seasons, and he didn't. He made the call, and he's sticking with it.
Verlander walks towards second base. Say he's pretty frustrated. So it's Cody Freeman. The Frisco Rough Riders have batted around here in this third inning, against Justin Verlander. Freeman singled to open the frame. He takes the first pitch, a fastball for ball one. Hatcher at second, Acosta at first. Freeman, who's already singled in the inning, the pitch. Another fastball, called a strike that time at 95, evens the count at 1-1. Well, Justin Verlander has been hit around a bit in the inning, but six runs, not necessarily the whole story. Some defensive miscues, the 1-1. Freeman hits this one high and deep into left center field. Hamilton drifting back towards the track, and one step in front of it, he hauls it in. Both runners going to try to tag, and the throw cut off. And both base runners move up 90 feet. Hatcher goes to third, Acosta into second, and Cody Freeman out on the fly ball. So the Rough Riders have a pair of runners in scoring position now. And it's Franier Chavez. Chavez was the first of two doubles in the inning. Chavez, an RBI double that drove home Cody Freeman. First pitch to the left-handed bat. Fastball runs outside, 95. Ball and no strikes. That's the second time in 2 days the Rough Riders have sent at least 10 men to the plate in an inning. Yesterday it was the fourth. Today it's the third. Verlander comes set. and fires downstairs. That was the slider. Two balls, no strikes. Rainier Chavez marks the end of the second time through the order for Justin Verlander. The 2-0. Chavez a big rip and fouled it back into the mid of stumps. Two balls and a strike. Two away here. The Rough Riders have pushed across six in the inning. Verlander's 2-1. Fouled off the netting behind the dish. Chavez just missed it. 94 miles an hour. Middle of the zone. Two's wild here at Riders Field. And back-to-back nights, a very full crowd here in Frisco, Texas, have seen some exciting baseball, specifically offensively, from the Rough Riders. Hatcher at third. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Just missed the top of the zone. Verlander wanted that one. Went to the curveball, left it up. And it looked like it could have caught that top of the zone. But instead, it's a full count. With first base open, the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Chavez down on strikes. And we'll see if that's it for Justin Verlander. But in the inning, the Rough Riders get six runs on five hits, two errors by the Hooks in the inning, and the Riders leave two aboard the base paths. So we head to the fourth inning here. It's a 6-0 advantage for the Frisco Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Emiliano Teodo back out there, and our home plate umpire, Trevor Matthews, points towards center field. And there is somebody inside the fence below the batter's eye.
And this time it was an adult. Come on.
It almost looked like maybe a child got through there and dad was carrying him out. First pitch from Teodo of the inning. Runs inside, a fastball at 96 to the first baseman, Jordan Brewer. It's 1-0. Teodo has cruised. The pitch. Reared back and fired that one at 96, and that one misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Jordan Brewer struck out his last time up. First strikeout for Teodo. There's the breaking ball, called a strike. So Teodo goes fastball, ball one, fastball, ball two. Breaking ball, strike one. The 2-1. Out in front of it was Brewer, and it finds its way into the Rough Riders' dugout. Evens the count at 2-2. Jordan Brewer still looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-10 now. And three strikeouts. The 2-2 skips in. And That was odd. Teodo just took the throw back from the home plate umpire off the cheek. He's got his hands on his knees. The hat comes off, and boy, that's no good. So here comes the Rough Riders skipper, Carlos Cardoza, as well as Neil Ori, the athletic trainer. And what a funky way for a guy to get injured. He just wasn't ready for it. Looking at the replay right now, and Teodo appeared to be looking in the direction of home plate umpire Trevor Matthews, but must not have been watching the baseball. It went right past his glove and directly into his right cheek.
Yeah, right cheekbone. It's like catching a right hook, or I guess a left hook, to the right side of your face. Neil Lurie's checking on him. The really good news is it didn't hit him in the eye. It got him what it looked like in the cheekbone, so just checking to make sure that his vision's all right.
Neil Ori out there.
And doing concussion protocol as well.
Little concussion protocol is right. Neil does a great job. He's an awesome guy in the clubhouse. All the guys love him. He's an easy guy to talk to. Never want to see him on the field, because that means bad things.
Exactly.
For Neil Ori, he checks on Rough Riders starter, and Teodo's going to try to stay in the ballgame. Man, would that have been a bummer for Teodo, who has been cruising, just mowing down this Corpus Christi lineup. It's a Hooks lineup that has only manufactured 18 runs on the season, which is worst in the Texas League. The pitching staff for Corpus has kept them in a lot of contests. They've given up 35 on the season, so that's a negative 17 run differential, which is second worst in the league. Only better than Amarillo, who sits at negative 25. So it appears that Teodo is ready to fire. When he takes the rubber here, it'll be a 3-2 pitch to the opening batter of the frame, Jordan Brewer, first baseman tonight for the Hooks. Teodo ready. Rocks and deals. The payoff. Skips in. Ball four.
That's tough to come out of that and do a full count. It's not very ideal.
Not ideal whatsoever. So for back-to-back innings, the Hooks have the leadoff man aboard. Both of them via the walk. Teodo yet to give up a hit today, but he's issued a pair of walks.
And he's pitched really well. He talked about what John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, wanted to see out of him, mixing the pitches early on, and then now he's the second time through the order. So extra important now that they've already seen him once. We'll see what that command looks like.
First pitch to the left-handed bat of Jacob Melton. Runs outside.
And the command has been good. That's the biggest thing for him. Walking three batters in his first start. He's walked two, but hasn't surrendered a run.
Lefty awaits. Teodo rocks and deals. That one didn't miss by much. Home plate umpire Trevor Matthews says, runs inside. There's an argument to be made on Teodo's behalf. But he's behind. Two balls, no strikes. On the Hooks center fielder today, Jacob Melton, Astros' number one prospect. The 2-0. Another heater, this time 97, and it's three balls, no strikes. Well, you have to wonder for Teodo, who had a long break in the bottom of the third inning, comes out for the fourth, gets a 3-2 count, then gets hit in the face. If that's thrown off his rhythm, the 3-0. Way outside, it's a four-pitch walk to Jacob Melton. And the Hooks are in business. That'll bring up a Rolando Espinosa, the right fielder tonight. For Corpus Christi, he bats from the right side. He grounded out to lead off the second inning against Teodo the first time through. Espinosa, a Cuban ball player, 23-year-old. The pitch. It was take all the way, called a strike. Espinosa, his back foot was headed out of the batter's box on the delivery. He had no intention of swinging at the first offering from Teodo after he walked the first two batters of the frame. So it's 0-1. Teodo looks to second. There's nobody there. Jordan Brewer stands there at second base. He led off the inning with a walk. Jacob Melton who drew a four-pitch walk, stands at first. The 0-1. Fastball 99 that time. Didn't get the call. Looked like it hit the strike zone. No help for Emiliano Teodo.
To be fair to Trevor Matthews, he's been pretty tight on both sides today.
That's the key. Got to be consistent. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Espinosa, and Teodo in the driver's seat. Ball and two strikes. Espinosa in the series, 1-for-6. That one hit drove in a run. He has drawn four walks, trying to avoid strikeout number four of the series. The pitch, he was stepping out again, and it misses. Two balls, two strikes. That was the curveball by Teodo at 87 miles an hour. Two aboard with nobody out. Rough Riders still lead at 6-0 here in the visiting portion of the fourth. Teodo comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Called strike three. Got him. He got the call that time. Looked like it could have been low. But Trevor Matthews says it finds the zone. And Espinosa becomes the first out of the fourth inning. Ball or strike, regardless, it was a great pitch by Teodo. 98-mile-an-hour heater. So here's Quincy Hamilton. He bats from the left side. First offering, another fastball, 98. Misses up and away. Hamilton, the left fielder today. A fifth-round selection in the 2021 draft. He awaits the 1-0. That one catches the zone. 85-mile-an-hour curveball. Evens the count at 1-1. Two aboard with one down here in the top of the fourth. Teodo walked the first two batters that he faced here in the fourth inning, then got a strikeout. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went back to the curveball. Way out in front of it was Hamilton. And it appears that Teodo's maybe found his rhythm again. Looking for back-to-back strikeouts. It would be his fifth. The pitch. Check swing. Blocked by Hicks. Teodo wants an appeal down to third base. And they'll check. Sean Sparling says, no siree. Two balls, two strikes. Teodo got one strikeout in the first and has responded with two in the second. He's got another one here in the fourth. So looking for number five. Pitch skips beneath the glove of Hicks. Both runners going to move up 90 feet. Wild pitch by Teodo and a tough one to dig or block for Liam Hicks. It was a 99-mile-an-hour heater.
Yeah, usually you say you want to see your catcher get down to both knees there with runners aboard, but that's 99 spiked to the dirt. Not much you can do there reaction time-wise.
I can tell you that is not fun. So the count runs to full. First base now open as Brewer goes to third and Melton to second. Quincy Hamilton in a 3-2 count with one away. The payoff pitch bounces in again, blocked by Hicks, but it gets away. One run down, and it's a walk. But the wild pitch produces a run. Back-to-back wild pitches charged to Teodo. And that's the third walk he's issued in the inning. That's been the problem over Teodo's career, is he gets a lot of swings and misses with that heater and then the curveball changeup mix. We'll get a visit from John Goble, the pitching coach for the Rough Riders. Appears to be some action going in the bullpen. Looks like maybe Aiden Anderson.
Yep.
Didn't get the binoculars out, but could faintly see a 1-8 down the left field line in that Rough Riders pen. So the infield minus Acosta at shortstop and Nathaniel Lowe at first base convene on the mound. John Goble will walk back, likely just telling his powerful right-hander,
Just calm down. Settle in. We've got a 5-run lead still. Find the zone, and these guys are going to struggle to catch up to you. Runners at the corners. One run in the inning. It's a 6-1 advantage for Frisco. First pitch to Miguel Palma. Heater called a strike. 98 that time. That's about as well as you can locate the fastball. Right-handed hitter down and away at 98. Not much you can do with that pitch. The 0-1. Misses outside again at 99 miles an hour. Down and away. Miguel Palma in the series, 1 for 13. Came in maybe as the hottest hitter in this Hooks lineup, but has since cooled off against this Rough Riders staff. The 1-1. Pops it high in the air in foul territory. Freeman trying to find it in the night sky and able to glove it. Took him a few steps backwards towards the outfield grass, but in foul ground. And Palma becomes out number 2. So Teodo, one out away from getting through this fourth inning. Teodo's first start of the season came in Wichita. He was tagged for 4 runs in that start, and it wasn't a long one. Went 2 2/3 and charged with those 4 runs. Trying to make it through 4 here. Pitch count isn't all that high, around about 60, the pitch. Fastball called a strike. Chad Stevens took it. For strike 1. 98 that time on the radar gun. Still runners at the corners. It's Melton at third and Hamilton at first. Chad Stevens, the Hooks third baseman, awaits the 0-1. Another heater called a strike. 97 this time. So Teodo looking for another strikeout. He's already got 1 in the inning. Trying to get out of a first and third jam. 1 run home in the frame. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Thought maybe he fouled it off, but he's down on strikes. Chad Stevens ends the fourth inning. Teodo's got his 5th strikeout. 1 run in the frame. No hits for the Hooks. They leave 2 stranded aboard the base paths. We head to the home half of the fourth. Rough Riders lead it 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth, it's a 6-1 advantage for the home team on the scoreboard. The Riders put up 6 the last time they saw Justin Verlander, and he's back out there again. Has to be nearing the end of his day. Pitch count reads 68. The first pitch to Zavala, a breaking ball called a strike. 75 mile an hour with that curveball. Action in the Hooks pen, as Verlander's next will be the 70th of his outing. The 0-1. Zavala takes, and it's ball 1. That time went to the slider. And evens the count at 1-1. Zavala today has reached base both times. He led off the home half of the first with a base hit and reached on an error. The pitch cut through. Makes the count 1-2. It was a long third inning for Justin Verlander, but it wasn't all his fault. A couple of errors in the frame kept it going for Frisco. The 1-2 taken downstairs. 85-mile-an-hour changeup. That changeup just last year for Verlander, he only threw it 4.7% of the time. But it was effective when he did. 28% of the time, it induced a swing and miss. 2-2. Zavala thought about it. He's down on strikes. Trevor Matthews rung him up. It was the slider that froze him. Just caught the top of the zone. And CJ Stubbs will walk out to Verlander. You have to wonder if that's it. Maybe just delaying. And it appears he's going to stay back out there.
Originally, he was going to go 80 pitches, so maybe his final batter here was 71 pitches on the night.
Well, and a good challenge for Justin Verlander, as Liam Hicks has seen the ball well today. Another multi-hit performance for him. A pair of singles off of Justin Verlander. Riders catcher steps in. First pitch, Hicks is swinging. He flies this one high in the air to center field. Melton ranges to his right, and Hicks is the second out of the inning. Oh, the one pitch out. Maybe Verlander earns another one. And who better to end what could possibly be the final rehab appearance for Justin Verlander against a rehabbing Major League first baseman? Nathaniel Lowe today, 0-for-1. Scored a run after walking in the third inning. The pitch, fastball at 95, called a strike. The tall lefty stands in the box and awaits the 0-1 with two away. Goes the other way with it. Loud contact. It's a souvenir for a fan. Justin Verlander in the driver's seat against the Rough Riders first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. Low, the hands low, the pitch. Fastball 95, runs up and out. Nathaniel Lowe, in two games with the Rough Riders, has reached base twice and come around to score twice. Still looking for his first hit. Here's a Frisco Rough Rider. He awaits the 1-2, and pitch clock violation called on Justin Verlander, and you could tell he was frustrated with that one. He had started his motion towards the plate, but just a split second too late. Lowe awaits the 2-2. The pitch fouled back to the screen. Didn't miss it by much. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from the righty.
And he is getting the Major League pitch clock, so it's 15 seconds instead of 14 seconds with nobody aboard.
And Zach, you really wouldn't think the 1 second would make that much of a difference, but when you do it time and time again and have that timing down, I'm sure Verlander would not like having 1 second taken away. The 2-2. Big swing by Lowe, lofted to right field, but camped under it is Espinosa, and that retires the side. The Rough Riders go 1-2-3 in the home half of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left aboard in what is likely Justin Verlander's final inning of work. We head to the top of the fifth. The Rough Riders leading it 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fifth here. It's a Rough Riders advantage. 6-1 on the scoreboard. And the day done for Emiliano Teodo. He pitches four hitless innings where he gives up one run with four walks and five strikeouts. A new man on the mound and a new man in the booth. Zach Bigley back with you.
All right, thanks, Luke. Yep, Aiden Anderson is the new man on the mound for the Rough Riders with a 6-1 advantage out in front of the top of the fifth inning. CJ Stubbs to lead it off for Corpus in the pitch. A check swing. He went around on the outside corner, and it's strike number one. Well, the Rough Riders opening it up against Justin Verlander with six runs in the third inning. The pitch is fouled back into Hicks's glove, and it's 0-2. And Emiliano Teodo is the new, Thunder Stealer from Justin Verlander, as he went four hitless innings, as Luke just said, allowing just one run. There's the stretch in the 0-2 pitch. Outside, it's one ball and two strikes. Five strikeouts and four walks, though, for Teodo. And certainly he would have liked to have that fourth inning back. Very odd fourth inning for him. Anderson, the 1-2. Flying in the air out to shallow left center field. Strom cutting over. Calls off Savala and makes the grab. One away for J.C. Correa. That fourth inning, Teodo was hit by a throw back from his catcher Hicks in the face when he wasn't looking. And he couldn't really find the zone after that. You wonder if that may have affected him just as a little bit. Here's J.C. Correa. First pitch is a ground ball foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Either way, he goes four innings in his start. And now the sights turn towards Aiden Anderson, who's been good out of the Rough Riders' bullpen this year. The pitch. Slider fouled back into Hicks's glove, and it's 0-2 on the second baseman, Correa. The 26-year-old Anderson, 6'1", 195 pounds, out of Beaumont, Texas, went to McNeese State. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him. Frisbee slider on the outside corner, and Aiden Anderson with the strikeout. There are two away. Anderson making his fourth appearance. They've been scoreless in terms of earned runs so far. Four innings allowing two runs, both unearned on just one hit. And he struck out five and walked three in those three outings. First pitch to Tommy Sacco Jr. is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. 6-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Sacco 0-2 with a line out to center and a ground out to low the first baseman. The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and one strike. Loth had four plate appearances yesterday as part of his rehab. And today, it's five innings defensively is what he's going to do. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 offering to Sacco. He fouls it straight back to the netting, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Lowe will remain at first base through this inning and then be done. He was the final out of the fourth, so no more at-bats for him either. He got to catch up with Derek Holland before today's game. Those two have been together at different Rangers events over the years. Pitch in. Breaking ball, cut on and missed for strike three. Aiden Anderson with a couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 fifth inning. And a nice frame for the Rough Riders reliever. 6-1 Riders to the home half of the fifth inning. We're halfway home on this Saturday night on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Michael Knorr is the new pitcher as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 6-1 Rough Riders, and Justin Verlander's rehab start is done. He ends up going four innings in his start. We'll give you his final numbers. Knorr, the right-hander, to Kellen Strom. First pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. Verlander goes four innings, allowing six runs on five hits. Beg your pardon, six runs, five earned on seven hits. He struck out three and walked one. The 1-0 pitch outside of the dirt, and it's two balls and no strikes. So now Knorr, who was the original starting pitcher for today's game before it was announced Verlander would make the rehab start, he comes into the fifth, and he'll probably go the last five. If all goes well, of course. He readies and deals. Now one fits on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Knorr, the 23-year-old, 6'5", 245-pounder out of Princeton, New Jersey, went to Coastal Carolina. The 2-1. Slips across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. Coastal Carolina, the shot to clears in Conway, South Carolina, just about 15 minutes from Myrtle Beach. He's making his second appearance of the season. He went four innings in relief in the opening weekend against Midland. It was scoreless baseball, allowing just two hits. 2-2. Up high, misses in the attic, and it's 3-2. He struck out four and did not walk a batter in that relief appearance of four innings. Here's the stretch and the right-hander, the payoff pitch. Strom watches low, ball four. He's aboard for the first time today. Went 0-2 against Verlander with a line out to left and a fly out to right. Abimelech Ortiz, the batter now. He hit an RBI double against Verlander down the left field line. His league-leading fifth double. It's 6-1, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the fifth. Knorr from the stretch, he pitches. Curveball dots the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Ortiz has now doubled three times in this series. He's 5-for-14 in the set. And he entered in with a share of a league lead in another stat. The pitch is chopped foul right side. It's 0-2. Ortiz and Franmer Chavez were tied for the league lead with 8 walks coming into tonight. The Rough Riders, the walkiest team in the Texas League. Is that a thing? Can we say that? Maybe all?
I'm for it.
Walkiest. They enjoy long walks around the base paths and on the beach.
And tonight, they have made the round trip 6 times.
Nice. I like that. Stretch in the 0-2. Just outside, 1-2 on Ortiz. He has been so impressive at the plate for the Rough Riders. Entered today, 8 for 24, a .333 average. He has been as advertised. Nor the 1-2. Misses down in the dirt. Inside, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strom watched it down there, but stayed at first base. Stubbs was able to pounce on it quickly. Josh Hatcher on deck for the Rough Riders. Nobody out in the fifth. Ortiz pokes the bat out towards the hill. Pinwheels it once. Locks it over his left shoulder. Offering in. Down and in. Gets past Stubbs to the backstop. And Strom moves up 90 feet to second. Oh, the wild pitch. Yeah, the Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position now. And a 3-ball, 2-strike count on Ortiz.
Maybe the most impressive thing about Abimelech Ortiz, at least to me, is for a guy with so much power, generally you see them big cuts on bad pitches so often, and his discipline at the plate has been truly impressive here early in the season.
Those 8 walks, a 3-2, swinging a grounder foul right side, it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes.
And it's a pitch like that, down and in at 92 miles an hour, that he's just able to spoil. He knows he's not going to do much with that pitch, but he's not going to let that one by and have his fate be determined by the home plate umpire.
He stands in again, do another 3-2 offering. Here she comes. Swinging a line drive up the middle. That's into center. Base hit. Strom had to retreat back to second to see if it was going to be caught or not by the shortstop, Sacco. And he moves up to third base now. Second hit of the day for Abimelech Ortiz. And that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. And another strong plate appearance for Ortiz. He continues to swing the stick with authority. His third multi-hit game now of the young season.
He's unbelievable. You're watching on MILB TV. You just saw the short, compact swing. Just got the hands to the ball quick. Didn't try to do too much. He is a true hitter.
And a good one. 23 years old. First pitch to Hatcher is a breaking ball. Buckles the knees in the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Or 22, beg your pardon. Ortiz is 22 years old. What a joy to have around as well. Great personality. The pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball, 0-2. Always smiling, always happy, always wants to be that guy to make sure everyone's having fun in the clubhouse as well. Still learning English, but he speaks pretty good English at this point out of Puerto Rico. When he first came over to the States to go to 1 year at the junior college in Florida, he didn't speak any English. The 0-2. He fouled straight back to the netting, and it's still 0-2. He came to play baseball, but had to go to classes as well in order to play and didn't speak the language. He said it was one of the hardest experiences of his life. I mean, can you imagine going to school in another country and you don't speak the language you're trying to go to class in? It's crazy. And he was able to do it. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hatcher down on strikes and the big curveball low and away. First strikeout for Michael Knorr. And there's one out for Max Acosta. 6-1 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fifth. Riders threatening with run on the corner. Still no hits on the board for Corpus Christi, and the Rough Riders trying to extend that lead. The offering home. Low and outside, it's 1-ball and 0 strikes. Talking to Acosta today before he faced Verlander, he said, "I'm excited to see Verlander, but I need hits. I'm not trying to face a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame." The pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Unfortunately, he went 0-for-2, but did sting a ball into right center field against him.
Yeah, one of the hardest hit balls against Verlander.
He's caught at the warning track by Melton. center fielder. Knorr fires over to first base, chasing Ortiz back. Ortiz is a lot of things. A stolen base threat, he is not. Wind blows softly out to left field on this Saturday night. Over 9,000 here at the ballpark tonight. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Ball and two strikes.
Zach, I think Abby over there at first might have heard you. Started to take off like he was going to swipe the bag and then quickly shut things down. But he was twitching like he was going.
Quick twitch. Speed demon Abby Ortiz. He takes his lead.
Mr. Do-It-All.
Yeah, exactly. Five tool. Time called. Home plate umpire Trevor Matthews steps out in front of the plate. 1-2 on Acosta with one down and two aboard for the Riders. Bottom half of the fifth inning, leading 6-1. Knorr to the plate. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs the fastball in 95 and struck him out. Two away for Cody Freeman. Rough Riders leading by five. Freeman a base hit to center against Verlander leading off in the third inning. That sparked the six-run frame. Fly out to left field against him in the third. The pitch. Breaking ball. Bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Freeman just missed that fly ball to left. It went to the warning track. Still in search of that first homer, and the Riders are in search of their third homer of the season. They only have two through seven full games. The pitch. Fastball dots the outside edge for a strike, 0-2. This is the eighth game. Only Scott Cabers and Abimelech Ortiz have gone deep. Riders are still trying to tap into that power in the early part of the season. Michael Knorr trying to get out of this inning. Back-to-back strikeouts after the first two reach. And he steps off as Ortiz was dancing off first. Nobody warming in the Riders pen. We'll see Aiden Anderson again in the top of the sixth. 0-2. Swinging a bouncer foul at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Well, the Rough Riders' big thing over the last two games prior to last night, I should say the Wednesday and Thursday games, was getting hits with runners in scoring position. They couldn't do it. They didn't have a single one. They stranded 14 on the base pass back on Wednesday, and then 9 on Thursday in a loss. The 0-2. In the air, down the right field line. Long run in for Espinoza. Towards the line, still coming. Slides. He can't make the catch. It's down and fair. Strom comes in to score. Ortiz steaming around third. He crosses home. It's a two-run double for Cody Freeman. 8-1 Rough Riders. Off the bat initially, it looked like a routine flyout, and Espinoza just kept on running and sprinting and steaming in, and Cody Freeman just dunks it down the right field line to pick up a pair of runs, and the Rough Riders now lead it by 7. Freeman with his first extra base hit of the season. And Franer Chavez, the batter now. First pitch. Fastball, upper edge, outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1 on the Rough Riders' nine-hole hitting second baseman, who had an RBI double back in the third inning. He's 1-for-2. Knorr from the stretch, and he offers in. Breaking ball, outside corner. Called strike two, and it's 0-2. Good for Cody Freeman. He's gotten off to a really slow start, so two hits today. It's his first multi-hit affair of the season. Came in with three hits in five games, and he has two tonight. Stretch in the 0-2. Breaking ball tapped softly on the ground to first. Two hops to Jordan Brewer. He's got it and takes to the bag himself to retire the side and end the inning. But two runs do come across for the Rough Riders on two hits, no errors, and one left aboard. Top of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders lead the Hooks 8-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in.
Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And at the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders and Hooks in game 5 of 6. It's opening week here at Riders Field. It's been a really fun ball game so far. It's 8-1. Rough Riders lead it against Aiden Anderson on the start of the sixth, I should say. Jordan Brewer leads it off, and the first pitch is outside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Anderson with a 1-2-3 fifth inning, and Corpus still doesn't have a hit yet as we play in the sixth. Anderson's 1-0. It's outside. A check swing, he did not go, and it's 2-0. Well, something we did last year, we, by popular demand, are bringing it back. And that's our sixth and seventh inning. Depending on who's asking who, we're going to do trivia again. The 2-0. That one's flying in the air into right center field. Kevin Kellenstrom giving ground to the warning track into a back pedal, and he makes the catch. Had to go a long way for that one, but tracked it down. One away, and Jacob Melton stands in, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. All right, Luke, we're putting you to the test.
I'm ready.
All right. If you're listening at home, you can, of course, play along with us. So what we like to do is tie it in with this day in baseball history. First pitch from Anderson to Melton is on the outside corner. A strike. It's 0-1. 8-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth. So this day in baseball history, back in 1993, Lee Smith, who's in the Hall of Fame, the pitch, is just inside. It's 1-1 and 1-1. He became the all-time saves leader, passing up Jeff Reardon. He is currently number 3 on the list. The pitch. That one's inside. And it's 2-1. So my question to you, Mr. Baseball Trivia Expert.
I don't like how this started, but we'll see.
The pitch home. Chopped on the ground, foul right side. It's 2-2. Is how many of the top 10 save leaders in the history of baseball can you name?
Ooh. Mariano Rivera, 1.
Mariano Rivera is number 1.
Trevor Hoffman, 2.
There's 2. There's the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch. Flying in the air out to left field, pushing Zavala back, twists, turns around at the warning track, reaches skyward and spears it out of the air. 2-up, 2-down with a pair of flyouts in the sixth inning for Rolando Espinosa. 8-1 Rough Riders. Okay, so you've got 3 there. I told you Lee Smith is 3rd all time.
It's not going to be in order, but I think Craig Kimbrell is probably in that book.
He is 8th.
With Kenley Jansen.
He's number 6. First pitch. Espinosa swings, grounds it to first. Easy play over there for Ortiz, who's now taken over at first base. He underhands to the covering pitcher, Anderson, and that retires the side. We'll pick this up on trivia in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 8-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders an 8-1 advantage over Corpus Christi in game 5 of 6. Happy you're with us alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Top of the order for the Rough Riders, it's Aaron Zavala against Michael Knorr in his second inning of relief of Justin Verlander in his major league appearance. Zavala is 1-for-3 today. Here's the stretch from Knorr in the pitch home. High and outside. It's 1-0. So we were talking trivia in that last half inning. Posed a trivia question to Luke. You can play along at home. The pitch. It's high and outside. It's 2-0. With Lee Smith in 1993 today becoming the all-time saves leader, who are the top 10 in saves in Major League history. He's done really well so far. The pitch. Fly in the air. Foul down the left field line. 2-1. You've got Mariano Rivera at 1. Trevor Hoffman at 2. Lee Smith at 3. Kenley Jansen at 6. And Craig Kimbrell at 8.
Got a few names in mind. I'll roll them at you, and we'll see what comes of it.
Okay.
So Jonathan Papelbon.
Papelbon is number 11, just outside the top 10.
Can't do that to me.
2-1 is in the air, foul left side, 2-2.
How about Billy Wagner?
Billy Wagner is number 7.
All right.
So you're just missing four names here.
Joe Nathan,
number 10, the pitch. In the air, foul again, left side, 2-2. This is impressive.
I'm running out of ideas.
You got one Hall of Famer left out of the three remaining. 2-2. Sliced foul out of play to the left, and it's still 2-2.
Fernando Rodney.
No.
Where does he
is 18.
I knew he was up there.
Yeah. Two two. Again, sliced foul left side. It's like deja vu, and it's still 2-2.
How about Francisco Rodriguez?
He is number 4.
Okay.
Very good. Right-hander Knorr is ready, and the pitch in. Low, and it's 3-2.
Maybe all she wrote, I don't know.
You're missing a Hall of Famer still.
Hall of Fame. Okay.
I call this a win for you, the pitch. Swinging a little bouncer off the end of the bat up the third baseline and foul, and it's still 3-2.
I got nothing.
Okay. Dennis Eckersley at number 9.
Oh, I should have had that.
Is the Hall of Famer.
Had that one.
That's tough. And then John Franco at number 5.
Okay.
The longtime Mets closer. You did really well. I'm proud of you. The pick. Fouled straight back, and it's still 3-2. Not that I doubted you at any point.
Well, you started the question, and I felt like this was not going anywhere good. And then there was a moment in time where I thought you were going to ask me for maybe the top 3.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we've got that. And then when you said 10.
3-2, outside ball 4. Great plate appearance from Aaron Zavala. He's aboard with a walk to lead off the 6th, and that brings Liam Hicks to the plate.
You said 10, and in my mind I was thinking if I can get 5, I would feel pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you did that and more.
We'll chop it up as a soft win. Didn't complete the challenge, but moral victory.
There you go. Here's Liam Hicks, the pitch. In the air, out to left field. Hamilton started back, now in, now back again. He's dancing back and forth back there, but he makes the catch. Fly out to left field on the first pitch to Hicks, and there's one out in the 6th inning. Rough Riders leading 8-1. And Nathaniel Lowe's spot in the order is taken by Heysel Cepeda. So Cepeda coming up to the plate. As a pinch hitter. The offering in. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Runner at first base is Zavala. And Norspink fouled back off of Stubbs' glove, and it's 0-2.
Zach, my mind is still stuck on trivia. Do you still have your list over there?
I do.
Where does Gossage fall on this list?
The Goose. I'm still looking.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah. The 0-2. Flared in the air. Foul right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. 27th on the list.
27th. Okay.
Yeah.
How many saves put you at 27?
310.
310. Okay.
Yeah. So there are 31 players who have at least 300. There are some pretty big names. Throw goes over to first, and Zavala's back in. Guys like Bruce Sutter, Jason Isringhausen, Goose Gossage, of course, Tom Henke, Jose Mesa, Aroldis Chapman, Houston Street. The list goes on and on. Raleigh Fingers, Troy Percival. The pitch flared in the air down the right side, and it's out of play. No balls, two strikes. You mentioned that Lee Smith passed John Reardon for the all-time saves lead. Reardon is now at number 12 with 367. Lee Smith finished with 478 in his career. The 0-2. In the air, popped up, shallow center field, long run in Melton, the center fielder under it. He makes the ground. Two away now in the bottom of the 6th inning. And Kellen Strom stands in for the Rough Riders, leading 8-1.
Center fielder, number 4, Kellen Strom.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think Jeff Montgomery is also part of that 300 mark. In my mind, it's the number 304.
It is 304. Okay. That's okay. Impressive. Throw goes over to first again, and Strom, or I should say Zavala, is back in. Strom at the plate. He's 0 for 2 today with a walk. Nor from the stretch. He deals. It's outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Great crowd on hand. It'll be post-game Kids Run the Bases today, presented by Raisin Canes. A lot of kids running around the ballpark already. The pitch. Check swing. Strom did not go upon appeal, according to Nate Diedrich. 2 balls and no strikes. Strom looking for that first hit. He said during the pregame interview, the pitch. It flicks across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. He said that he's good for about a hit a day, and he certainly has been at the beginning of this season. So if he's good for a hit a day, we're waiting, Mr. Strong. Here's the 2-1. That one's in the air down the right field line, though. Espinoza coming in. Right fielder's got it measured, and he squeezes for the final out of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders turned away. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base on the walk. We go to the top of the seventh next. Luke Manley back on the play-by-play when we come back. 8-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aiden Anderson back out there for the top of the seventh. He's already pitched a pair of clean innings. A couple of defensive adjustments for you for the Rough Riders defensively. Cepeda, who came in to pinch hit for Nathaniel Lowe, goes out to right field. And from right field to first base goes Abimelech Ortiz. First pitch from Anderson is hit sharply to the second baseman Chavez. He pops it up and fires it on to first for the out. Kind of escaped the glove there for a second, but to no harm. He was able to glove it and fire on to first for the out.
He's too smooth. He made it look like it was on purpose. And he popped it up just right out of his glove so he could barehand it out of the air.
Well, there's one away. Palma steps in against Anderson, swinging and a miss. Fouled it back into the mitt, rather. 89 miles an hour. And Anderson has sat down the first seven that he's faced. The 0-1. In on the hands and chopped behind the dish. Just caught a piece of it. Went to the breaking ball. Anderson looking for his third strikeout. The 0-2. Lined into center field, should be a base hit, and it is. A one hop in front of Kellen Strom in center field, and the first base runner to reach against Aiden Anderson is Miguel Palma with a one out single here in the seventh. Hooks trying to get something going, get themselves back into this game. Rough Riders scored six in the bottom of the third against Justin Verlander, and then two in the fifth.
That's the Hook's first hit of the night as well, so no hitter gone.
That it is. Been some base runners, but the first base not. First pitch going the other way is Chad Stevens. Long run for Cepeda, and he is able to chase it down. He had to range over to his left and come in a few steps. Circled around it as if he was ready to fire a strike to second base. But Miguel Palma there at first was, I'm sure, not even thinking about trying to move up 90 feet. So it just takes one pitch for Anderson to sit down Chad Stevens. Here's C.J. Stubbs, the catcher. He's 0-2 to this point. First pitch runs inside, ball and no strikes. One out. Anderson out of the stretch. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Evens the count at 1-1. 88 on the radar gun. Aiden Anderson has been good to start the year. Pitched 2 2/3 scoreless and hitless innings. Back on the ninth. That was Tuesday. Faces a 1-1 here. The pitch runs outside. Fastball 89. Two balls and a strike. Miguel Palma stands at first base after the first hit for the Hogs. The pitch. This one hit high and deep in the air to left field. And no doubt about it, a two-run blast for C.J. Stubbs. And it's quickly an 8-3 game. Anderson made a mistake, and C.J. Stubbs made him pay. Second home run of the series for Corpus Christi. First coming just a couple of days ago off the bat of Colin Barber. That one to right field, this one to left off the bat of C.J. Stubbs. Rough Riders still lead 8-3. They've out-hit the Hooks 9-2 today. First pitch. Swing and a miss by J.C. Correa. Correa popped out in the third. Struck out in the fifth. Pitch home. Misses way down. Away from the right-handed batter. Evens the count at 1-1. So two away. Pitch, swing and a miss, came up empty. Looked like the changeup from Aiden Anderson. Ball and two strikes, the pitch. Missed outside. Anderson went with the slider, and it evens the count at two balls and two strikes. The righty ready. Looking for another strikeout. The pitch, swing, and a miss. He got him. Aiden Anderson gets through the seventh inning, but two runs come across on the home run by C.J. Stubbs. It's two runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left aboard the base paths in the seventh for the Hooks. We'll turn things over to the home half of the seventh, where the Rough Riders will look to add to their lead. It's 8-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action, to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh, and it's big. Abby Ortiz to lead things off against Michael Knorr. Knorr back out there after coming in the fifth inning. The pitch went to the breaking ball, called a strike. Abimelech Ortiz today. Having another Abby Ortiz type of day. Fly out in the second, double and scored a run in the third, and a single scored a run most recently in the fifth as he comes up empty. On a big swing, he's behind 0-2. Bimelec Ortiz, the current leader in the doubles category in the Texas League. He stands in from the left side, looking to get something going behind 0-2. The pitch. Abby takes. It's a fastball. 95. Misses upstairs. So Ortiz playing first base now after Cepeda came in to play right. The pitch. Ortiz goes the other way. It's a blooper into shallow left field, and Hamilton camps under it. And Abimelec Ortiz is out number one on the bottom of the seventh. So that'll bring up Josh Hatcher. Hatcher's got a base hit to his name today. Raises his average to 333. Guy that missed a couple of games. It's nice to have him in the lineup. The first pitch from Knorr runs down and inside. Some action in the Rough Riders pen. See if that's all she wrote for Aiden Anderson.
It's Ricky DeVito.
So DeVito begins to warm the pitch. Hatcher fouls it back out of play. Finds its way over the netting and to the left of us up here, high atop Riders Field. Crowd loves it. Couldn't see it, but sounds like somebody made a play. Rough Riders faithful have stuck around tonight. See their team up big. Big swing and a miss by Hatcher. And he falls behind 1-2. Hatcher the DH today. He's got a pair of strikeouts, an RBI single to his name. Breaking ball. Watches that one. And it just misses high and away. Hatcher figures to be an everyday guy for Carlos Cardoza's team as he's down on strikes there. Another breaking ball from Michael Knorr, and it froze Josh Hatcher, his third K of the day. Here is Maximo Acosta. Acosta, 0-3 on the day. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the third. A play that hit a two-hopper right back at Justin Verlander. Pitch, check swing, fouled it back to the screen. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Michael Knorr. Michael Knorr is quite the prospect for the Astros. He's tabbed as a top 10 Astros prospect in the pitching side of things by MLB.com. The pitch runs downstairs, evens it, and a ball and a strike. It's a 2022 draft pick, as we mentioned earlier, and has progressed quickly. A third round pick by the Astros out of Coastal Carolina, the 1-1. Costa takes, called a strike at 84. Comes at you with the fastball, changeup, curveball, slider mix. As he pitches the 1-2, Acosta fouls it off just enough to stay alive. Right off the catcher, CJ Stubbs. Nor does it frequently throw the curveballs to righties. We'll see what he does here in a 1-2 count. Two away here in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Costa thought about it, held it up. Evens the count at 2-2. Looked like the slider. The 2-2. Costa takes down and away. He's worked it to full. I mentioned Acosta 0-3 today, but he maybe has the best swing of the day. Made solid contact back in the second inning against Justin Verlander. Nothing to show for it. The payoff. Check swing. And he didn't go. It's 4-4. Costa started the hands, but didn't offer at it. Rough Riders have a two-out walk. Well, it's just been announced that tonight's attendance at Riders Field, 11,622, marking the 13th largest crowd in Rough Riders history. Awesome. Special stuff.
Awesome.
Special stuff. The pitch. Acosta was running. It's a sky-high ball into left field. Hamilton dances around it, points up at the sky, and hauls it in. Tosses the ball out to a fan in left center field, but the inning comes to a close. Rough Riders get no runs on no hits, no errors. They leave one stranded. We head to the eighth inning with the Riders hanging on to an 8-3 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. And Anderson's day is done. He gives way to Ricky DeVito, the right-handed hurler, 25-year-old out of Staten Island, New York. He will face off against J.C. Correa to get this eighth inning started. The first pitch, he rears back and fires 96 for ball one. Just missed inside to the left-handed bat of Correa. Correa today 0-for-3 with a pop out and a pair of strikeouts. Looking to start a rally here. Hits one up the middle. The shift was on. Acosta's got it. Throws across his body. A stellar play by Max Acosta at shortstop. And J.C. Correa will head back to the dugout. Excuse me. Tommy Sacco Jr. at the dish there. Home run by C.J. Stubbs just stopped my riding in its tracks last inning. So Jordan Brewer comes up with one away. The pitch. Misses downstairs. Ricky DeVito. Right-hander comes set. And comes home, swinging and a miss. Fastball at 97 that time. Fastball's got some life to it for DeVito. His last appearance was on Wednesday. The pitch. Fastball again called a strike. 1-2, 97 that time. DeVito acquired last season by the Rangers organization in a trade with the Yankees. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He went fastball, fastball, fastball. And he's got the second out of the inning. Jordan Brewer down on strikes. There are 97s in that at-bat. Good to see Ricky DeVito attacking the strike zone. We'll face Jacob Melton here. Melton today 0-for-2 with a walk. Bats from the left side. The pitch. Runs downstairs. 98 on the radar gun that time. One out. Melton ready, the pitch. Fastball again downstairs at 97. 2-0 advantage for the Hook center fielder, Jacob Melton, who looks to find a way aboard the base paths. Start something with two outs here. 2-0 on its way. He goes the other way. Shift was on. Freeman's got it on a dive, and he spikes it into the dirt. Would have been a tough play to make, but he had some time. Looked like it just slipped right out of his hand. Would have been a fantastic play for Cody Freeman, who was playing essentially the shortstop position. He's the third baseman.
I think what he was trying to do was bounce it intentionally, but he bounced it too close to himself and too far away from Abby Ortiz at first, where it bounced three times before making it over there. Sometimes you see that bounce throw intentionally to make it a long hop and an easier pick for the first baseman.
First pitch runs downstairs. It's 1-0 on Rolando Espinosa.
Rough Riders fans might remember Jax Biggers over the last 3 years, and he was famous for that jump throw that he would always bounce.
Second offering to Espinosa is called a strike. Fastball at 97 that time. Ball and a strike on the right-handed hitting right fielder. Espinosa looking for his first hit today. A pair of ground outs and a strikeout, and he takes a fastball at 98 for strike two. Ricky DeVito played his college ball at Seton Hall. Had a lot of success there. 2018 Big East Pitcher of the Year. Started 12 games that season with a sub-2 ERA. The 1-2 is fouled off. Just caught a piece of it to Espinosa, and he stays alive. So DeVito looking for a clean eighth inning. He got a ground out from Tommy Sacco Jr. on a nice play by Maximo Acosta at shortstop. A strikeout of Jordan Brewer, and then Cody Freeman nearly made a fantastic play with the shift on, but couldn't come up with it, so Jacob Melton is aboard. The 1-2 to Espinosa. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Ricky DeVito picks up a pair of eighth-inning strikeouts. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. We head to the home half of the eighth. Rough Riders cling to an 8-3 lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trying to add some insurance runs. They lead 8-3 here in the home half of the eighth. It's Frainer Chavez. Bats from the left side to get things going. Chavez today, RBI double against Justin Verlander. First pitch he sees from Knorr. Fouls off to the left side and makes its way into the seats. Michael Knorr came on in relief of Justin Verlander. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast that Nor pitched four relief innings. The pitch out in front of it was Chavez, and he's behind 0-2. So a long relief type role for Michael Nor, a guy that definitely projects to be a starter, but can kind of do whatever you ask him. Piggybacking today off of Justin Verlander. Came in to start the fifth inning and is trying to make it through the eighth. 0-2. Fouled off. Chavez just got a piece of it. 77-mile-an-hour pitch. And Chavez spoiled. Frainer Chavez. One big hit today, I should say. He waits the pitch. Goes the other way with it, and it's past the diving glove of Sacco Jr. at short. It's a two-hit day for Frainer Chavez. He's got an RBI double today and now a leadoff single in the home half of the eighth. That's nice to see from Frainer Chavez. He's found ways to get on the base paths via the walks. Came into today with eight of them. I was tied for the Texas League lead. Now the hit's starting to come. The pitch to Zavala. He goes the other way. Long run for Hamilton. He's at the warning track looking up, and it is gone! A two-run blast for Aaron Zavala, his first of the season. And the Rough Riders extend their lead to 10-3. An opposite field home run. Aaron Zavala.
And hello, short porch, Luke, as well.
It didn't get out by much.
Only 90 miles an hour off the bat, able to carry out of here on the in-touch home run terrace.
Off the bat, didn't think it was going to quite make it there. It was close. And that ball just kept going. So Aaron Zavala hits his first homer of the season. It's 10-3 Rough Riders. The first pitch to Hicks is called a strike. Went with the changeup. The 0-1 to Hicks. Taken. Ball downstairs. Evens the count at 1-1. So Aaron Zavala blasts his first home run of the season. Extends this Rough Riders lead. So with nobody out in a 10-3 game, Liam Hicks faces a 1-1 count against Michael Nor. The pitch runs outside at 84 miles an hour. Change up, missed away. Liam Hicks today, pair of singles, another multi-hit performance for him. The pitch, breaking ball, just found the zone. Hicks watched it into the glove, caught the top of the zone. Went to that curveball. He'll throw it to lefties. Doesn't like to throw it to the righties. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hicks is down on strikes. So there's one away here. And here comes acting manager for the Hooks, Vincent Blue, who is the manager all week long, with Joe Thon, the everyday manager, on paternity leave. So that appears to be it for Michael Nor. He gives up a two-run blast off the bat of Aaron Zavala. And his day is over with one away in the home half of the eighth inning. We'll step aside, come back with a new arm in the game for Corpus Christi on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run.
In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro Night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch, as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So a new arm on the hill to face the 6'5" Cuban outfielder, Hazel Cepeda. It is Deury Carrasco. Wears the number 33 for Corpus Christi. A newcomer to this Corpus Christi bullpen, added midweek, came from High A Asheville. If you look him up online, it'll show him as a shortstop. We'll tell you why after the pitch. Cepeda takes a fastball, 92 for strike one. So Carrasco was a shortstop by trade. As the 0-1 comes home, runs away, evens the count at a ball and a strike. He's a converted middle infielder, turn reliever. The 1-1. Cepeda gives this one a ride high into center field, but medium center field. And back goes Melton, able to catch it. So Cepeda becomes out number two of the three. Brings up Kellen Strom, and we got to talk to him earlier today. Zach mentioned it a bit ago, but says he's usually good for about a hit a day. Today, doesn't have that hit. The words that he used to me was a hit a day keeps hitting coaches away. Fouls that one off. First offering at 93. He's behind 0-1. I love that.
Did he tell that to Ryan Tutlin?
I don't know. Ryan may not want to know. He thinks they're friends. The two get along. The 0-1. Carrasco fires a strike. 94 on the radar gun. Right down the heart of the plate, and Strom washed it in for strike two. The 0-2 offering. Strom thought about it. Breaking ball ran away. They appeal to first, and Nate Diedrich at first base says, no, we did not. 10-3 Rough Riders advantage. They added two on the home run by Zavala. The 1-2 from Carrasco. Check swing. That time it was closer. They appeal down, and Diedrich says, yes, he did that time. So Strom is down on strikes. But the Rough Riders get a pair of runs on a base hit by Franier Chavez and the home run by Aaron Zavala. So it's two runs on two hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the top of the ninth, where the Rough Riders look to close it out. The Riders lead it 10-3. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, so will Zach Bigley for the play-by-play.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Stephen Jennings comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen leading 10-3. Frisco going for their sixth win in their first eight ball games this season. It's Quincy Hamilton, Miguel Palma, and Chad Stevens, the 3-2 up for Corpus Christi. What a performance tonight by the Rough Riders in a game in which Justin Verlander made the rehab start for Corpus Christi. This one has been all Frisco. Six runs across in the third, two in the fifth, and then two more in the eighth inning on the two-run homer by Aaron Zavala. And the Rough Riders have led this baby ever since that third inning. So Stephen Jennings comes out on the mound. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch to Hamilton. A swing and a miss on a fastball at 94 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Jennings, the 25-year-old out of Brush Creek, Tennessee, deals home, and it's a fly ball into center field. Kellen Strom right there, backing a couple steps. He makes the grab. One away. Miguel Palma, the batter now, with one down in the top of the ninth inning. Third appearance of the season for Stephen Jennings. He's allowed four runs over two innings and looking for a clean ninth. Rough Riders and Hooks will finish out this series tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 3:50 for the 4:05 first pitch. Righty against righty. First pitch to Palma is low and away with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Nick Krauth will take the ball for the Rough Riders. No record, a 14.73 ERA, looking to drop that down. The 1-0. High and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. And then Tyler Guilfoyle, who we saw earlier in this series in long relief, will get the start for Corpus Christi. Guilfoyle threw in the opener of this series on Tuesday. 2-0. Fouled straight back, and it's two balls and one strike. He went four innings, surrendering two runs, and ended up taking the loss, including the blown save, allowing the runs in the fifth and the sixth in the Rough Riders' 4-3 win on Tuesday. Two-ball, one-strike pitch. Rides high and inside with the fastball, 3-1. It's a good fastball from Jennings. It'll be in the mid-90s. Working on that slider as well recently. He deals. Just high. Man, that looked like it caught a lot of the plate. Did not get the call from home plate umpire Trevor Matthews, and it's ball four. One out walk to Miguel Palma. 10-3 Rough Riders, top of the ninth, and Chad Stevens the batter. He's 0 for 2 today with a walk back in the third. Stevens 2 for 10 in the series. First pitch is popped up. Right side and foul out of play. It's 0-1. Make sure you come on out tomorrow. It's Josh Young Day here at the ballpark. We had 11,622 on this gorgeous Saturday night. The weather should be amazing for tomorrow's game as well. The 0-1 in the air. Foul down the right field line. It's 0-2. And the Rough Riders would certainly like to have you out for Josh Young Day. It's a card set giveaway with a baseball card for Josh Young. It's also Kids Sunday Funday tomorrow. Pre-game catch on the field. The 0-2. High and outside, missing with a fastball. It's one ball and two strikes. So you can bring out your son or daughter and play catch out on the field before a Sunday baseball game. Nothing is better than that. 1-2. Breaking ball. Hit on the ground up the middle to Acosta. Shorty's got it on to second for one. The throw to first in time. Game-ending double play. Riders winning 10-3. Frisco victorious in six of their first eight games this season. and they capture the series win, winning four of the first five against the Corpus Christi Hooks on this Saturday night. 10-3 the final. Rough Riders in dominating fashion over Corpus Christi. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Hey, how about it? Rough Riders get themselves a big 10-3 win. They earn a series win. So through two series for the Rough Riders, they are 2-0 in those series. You look across the Texas League, the only team tied in the Texas League South Division with the Rough Riders was Midland coming into the night. They did get a 2-0 win over Amarillo, who drops to 2-6. So both the Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds sit atop the Texas League South, tied for first with 6-2 records. A great start for the Rough Riders. They get a big one tonight. Let's look back at a little bit of that one. It was Justin Verlander on the mound for Corpus Christi, and he lasted four innings, gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, only 5 of them earned. Didn't give up any home runs, issued a walk. Michael Moore came in and looked pretty solid, but ended up surrendering 4 runs. That 2-run homer in the 8th was a big one, as he had really found his groove. And Deury Carrasco came in to finish things off. But it is Justin Verlander who takes the loss against the Frisco Rough Riders today. Emiliano Teodo was excellent. 4 innings pitched, only gave up 1 run, issued 4 walks with 5 strikeouts. And boy, was he cruising until that inning where he came out, he got an out, and then proceeded to get hit by the throw back from the home plate umpire and kind of spent him into a tailspin. Ended up walking back-to-back batters, got a strikeout, walked another one, ended up wrapping up the inning with a strikeout to end it, but one run came across. It was Jordan Brewer who scored that run. For the Hooks, a home run off the bat of C.J. Stubbs gave them their 2nd and 3rd runs of the game. That was all that they would manage. So 1 in the 4th for Corpus Christi, 2 in the 7th. It was that 6-run 3rd inning for Frisco that propelled them over the top and helps them earn a series win. They get 6 in that 3rd against Verlander, 2 in the 5th, and then added 2 in the 8th on the home run off the bat of Aaron Zavala. He went opposite field to the short porch. It found the in-touch home run terrace. They call it the terrace, the home run terrace, for a reason. Short porch over there and left. Zavala chose the right spot and snuck it over the padding on the wall. And that gave the Rough Riders their final runs of the game. So the box score reads as such. A win for Aiden Anderson. He improves to 2-0. Justin Verlander takes the loss. He's 0-1 in what is likely his final rehab start before rejoining the Houston Astros. Rough Riders get 10 runs on 11 hits. They commit one error for Corpus Christi. It's 3 runs on 3 hits and 2 errors. We'll step aside on the post-game for the Frisco Rough Riders. They take a 10-3 win over Corpus Christi, clinch a series win. Currently sits at 4-1, but they've got one more tomorrow. We'll preview that when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th. So make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including 2 tickets and 2 Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, you heard from Liam Hicks there. He had a pretty solid day. A pair of base hits against Justin Verlander, a 9-time MLB All-Star, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, 2-time World Series champion, 1-time MVP. We could just keep going on and on. But the Rough Riders get themselves a win over Justin Verlander. He takes the loss, 10-3 to final, as the Rough Riders improve to 6-2 on the season, tied atop the Texas League South. And for Corpus Christi, they drop to 1-7 on the year. We have a 4:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Lots of fun stuff planned for that one. We'll get to that in a bit, but let's look at who's going to be on the bump tomorrow. It is Tyler Guilfoyle going for Corpus Christi, and that's a name that we've seen in this series. Tyler Guilfoyle came in relief just a couple of days ago. He's pitched in just that one outing. He went in to take the loss. He tossed 4 innings of 2-run baseball, but he was ultimately the loser in that contest. Gave up 4 hits across those 4 frames, 2 earned runs. Did give up 1 home run. That was Abimelech Ortiz who tagged him. Deposited one into the Lazy River in right field. Threw a total of 63 pitches. Issued 2 walks and had 5 Ks. So quick turnaround for Tyler Guilfoyle, but he will get the start tomorrow for the Hooks and for Frisco. It is Nick Krauf. Nick Krauf making his second start of the season, and a guy that Frisco is familiar with. Nicholas Alexander Krauf, born in Concord, California. A mustached man. One of the fan favorites here for the Rough Riders. His first outing didn't go as he would have liked. He went 3 2/3 with 3 strikeouts, but gave up some runs. Walked out of that one with a 14.73 ERA. But Nick Krauf has very good stuff. Expect him to come out and fill up the zone tomorrow and look to get back in the win column for a third straight night. The Rough Riders took game 1, they took game 2, they lost game 3, and have rattled off wins in back-to-back nights in big fashion. 10-3 tonight, 7-1 last night. So the Rough Riders, who entered the series, or really entered yesterday with a negative run differential despite their record, they added 7 to that run differential tonight and currently sit at +8. They have scored 51 runs, excuse me, now on the season. That's second in the Texas League. And they've allowed the second most with 43. So those numbers will change a little bit as some scores go final across the league. But there's your pitching matchup for tomorrow. It's right-handed hurler Nick Krauf going for the Rough Riders against another righty in Tyler Guilfoyle. We'll step aside one last time on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, we'll tell you all about all the fun stuff happening tomorrow.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, as kids continue to run the bases and fans begin exiting the gates at Riders Field, it's another win for the Frisco Rough Riders and a full house tonight. 11,622 people, the announced attendance tonight. That's the 13th largest crowd in Rough Riders franchise history. So an exciting night all around. It's been a fantastic weekend. Big crowd yesterday, huge crowd today. We hope you come back tomorrow. Lots of fun stuff on tap for a 4:05 first pitch. It is Josh Young Day, the final day of opening weekend. And the Rough Riders are going to celebrate a Ranger great and Josh Young with a baseball card giveaway. So on your way through the gates, you can grab yourself a Josh Young baseball card. Who wouldn't want one of those? Josh Young had been playing some pretty good baseball until he hit the injured list. Excited for him to be back later in the season and rejoin the Rangers, who have been doing pretty well themselves. But it's a 4:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow on Josh Young Day. So make sure to arrive early, get that, get your baseball card. Come with the kids as well. It's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. A day for the young ones. All sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, activations, all sorts of fun things going on at Riders Field. You don't want to miss it. The final game of the six-game homestand before the Rough Riders hit the road and head to Arkansas to take on the Seattle Mariners-affiliated Travelers. So one last time for the first weekend in Frisco of the season before they return home against Amarillo later in the month. So the Rough Riders earn a big win tonight. 10-3, the final here from Riders Field. They improved to 6-2. They're tied atop the Texas League South with the Midland Rockhounds with that 6-2 record. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. And get home safe if you're at the ballpark. Come back and celebrate with us tomorrow. Let's have another fun time at the ballpark. It's Josh Young Day, a 4:05 first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!